Now, you know today is Galentine's Day. Mm-hmm. We have mentioned it already. For those of you that don't know, this originated on Parks and Recreation, and it was something that Leslie Knope, Amy Poehler's character, started to celebrate her friends. And I just wanted to remind you today that connection is a basic human need. Besides our need for like food, shelter, water, we need to feel a sense of belonging. And connecting with others has been linked to lower anxiety and depression, improved self-esteem, and even immunity for your body. It boosts those levels too. We get oxytocin for bonding and resilience. We get dopamine, our reward and motivation chemical. We get endorphins that make you feel good and they relieve pain. And we get DHEA, which can be anti-aging for your cells. All these things are benefits of communicating, socializing with, talking to others. So if you mix all that together with reaching out to a friend and you get fond memories, you get nostalgia, you get to share some of the things that you're going through, you will be building this nice reserve that enables your psychological and physical well-being. You will benefit from this. Both of you will. I do want to mention this. I had a friend come over the other day. She and I have not had much time to connect. She's got twin little boys. I've got the three kids. We both stay busy all the time. And she stopped by my house unexpectedly the other day. And I mostly just got to listen to her talk about some of the stuff she was going through. My goodness, I felt so good afterwards. I didn't have anything at the time that I really felt that I needed to unburden myself with. But just being able to be there with her and listen to her benefited us both. When we saw each other next for a kid's birthday party, we were both like, I love you so much. I'm so glad I got to see you. And let's normalize this for men as well. I know you guys don't talk on the phone as much, but Adam has a friend that he talks to on the phone. And I will admit it took me a little bit to get used to. I'm like, guys, they don't just chit-chat on the phone to each other, do they? And what a wonderful thing it is for us to remind each other that friendships are nurturing. They're supportive. They are good for you. The good friendships. Yeah. Don't y'all be calling up somebody you know is going to make you feel bad, okay? but whatever it is you need to share, you will benefit from it. I know sometimes I feel, when I'm going through depression, I feel too tired to reach out to anybody. It feels like this mental fatigue, like I don't even have the energy to do that today. If you make that step to do that, you will benefit from it. And some of us underestimate how much other people will enjoy hearing from us. We might get anxious about not getting the right response or feeling like a nuisance. Try to remember what it feels like when somebody calls you up out of the blue that you haven't heard from in a while. It's easy for us to forget that feeling and start putting some of these pressures on ourselves like, oh, I don't want to bother them. Oh, well, I don't have anything good to share. That doesn't matter. These people love you. A friend who understands your tears is more valuable than a ton of friends who only know your smile. You have to be able to share with somebody. And I hope you do that today. So reach out with your joyful news, with your burdens, share them with someone who cares. It'll benefit you both.